This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time now for another episode of Me and My Mates, brought to you by the team at Life Skills Taranaki. Join hosts Brendan, Erica and Taran as they share their news and views and opinions on living with a disability here in Taranaki. They'll be interviewing loads of people within the region, and if you want to join them, reach out. It's Me and My Mates.
Hi, this is Erica Perry,
Brendan Creswell,
and Taran Wallace
with Me and My Mates. Hope things are going all good for everybody, because things are going pretty good with me. What about you guys?
Yeah, things are going pretty good for me. How about you, Taran?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks. Yeah.
Hey guys, I just thought, since I'm a new host coming into the show, I know I've been on your show before, but now I've come in as a host, I thought maybe the listeners might like to sort of get to know us a bit better on a more personal level. What do you guys reckon?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, I mean, I can start because I've been on your show before, right?
Yeah.
But it's been, what, a good few years since I've been on there. So I've achieved a few awesome things since then. So the first thing I have achieved is I did lots and lots and lots and lots of training for trying to run a half marathon.
Awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah, so like I had to go to the gym and I had to do like run training and just all sorts of different types of stuff. I did park run. What else did I do? I did, just lots and lots of different trainings. And then about 5 years ago, I ran and walked a half marathon.
Oh, well done. That's so cool. Good.
It's really cool. Like, it took me about 4 hours. It took me 4 hours, but that was my goal. My goal was to get it done in four hours. And just for a bit of background context for why that would have been such an achievement for me is that I have really, really tiny, tiny feet. So if you imagine, say, a four-year-old child, I have the same size feet as them. So like a 12 or 13 child's size feet.
And you're an adult.
And I'm an adult. I've just turned 40, actually. I had my birthday last week.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. That was really cool. So I just had my birthday. So to achieve that half marathon was really amazing. It took a lot of effort and it took a lot out of my body. I struggled afterwards to continue walking and exercising because it kind of broke my body for a while.
Wore you out, made you tired.
Yeah, it wore me out, made me tired. It just like really just wore my body down. So I took a hiatus and I took a bit of a break and I really did nothing. I just blobbed. And then a couple of years ago, about 2 years ago, I met a lady called Helen Griffiths and she was amazing. She... I said to her, I said, one of my goals that my forbidden, never spoken about goals in life was to play the violin.
Oh, cool.
And I said, but I can't play the violin because I'm missing fingers and I've got really short bent arms. So how is that going to be possible? And she said, nothing's impossible. And she has taught me to play the violin.
Oh, that is so cool.
That is good. We have to try to do whatever our goals are, eh?
We have to work at achieving our goals, absolutely. And maybe one day on the show, maybe I can bring the violin in and play a little piece for you or even just show you how it works.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be real cool, eh? So I've achieved a half marathon. I've learned how to play the violin. I'm making the best of life. I'm recently discovered that I have sleep apnea, so I've got a new machine that helps me to sleep better, and now I've got an even better quality of life.
That is so cool.
It is really cool.
Yeah, I'm not a very good sleeper. Like the other night, I was awake until like 7 o'clock in the morning or something, and got up, took my pills, went back to bed, and actually fell asleep until after lunch. Oh,
that's so annoying when that happens.
But luckily I didn't have to go anywhere, which, you know, was kind of good.
Oh, that's good. That is good, yeah. I have to say, I still like my afternoon naps. Afternoon naps are still pretty good.
Do that, do you? Go to bed for a rest?
Every now and then, I'll just fall asleep in my chair when I'm watching TV or something. It's just fact of life. Sometimes you just need to refresh your body and hit the reset button, and then you're back and going good.
You got a nice comfy lazy boy chair, do you?
I do have a nice comfortable lazy boy chair. It's really awesome.
They are comfy, eh?
They are very comfy.
When I stay at my auntie's, we've got, you know, she's got lazy boy chairs. And we, you know, put our feet up, put our heads back.
Have a little relax,
Occasionally one of us will fall asleep. And
nice.
I can hear my auntie
snoring in a chair.
Yeah. I think I've done it a couple of times as well, but I wouldn't call myself a great sleeper, because my issue that I have is if I'm not tired, I don't sleep. So what I usually do, which might sound weird, is when I go to bed, I'll watch movies or listen to audiobooks. And, okay, if it means falling asleep in the middle, big deal. But, you know, that's, I know it's not that good, but if it's the way I can get some sleep, then so what if I fall asleep in the movie or whatever?
That's good. It's always good to have a nap. And I was just wondering, Brendan, maybe do you have any like achievements or anything that stands out to you from the past, like say 3 or 4 years since I was on the show, that maybe is an achievement or something that's happened for you in life?
Was I doing my car show on my own the last time you came on our show?
Or? I'm not sure if you were doing it on your own or not.
Yeah, because when the first lockdown for COVID came along, I had to start doing my car crazy show myself, or I would have had to give up because of the lockdowns.
Did you do it from home, or did you did it from home?
And the thing that helped me was that I was already doing audio editing, audio cassettes and records and stuff like that for people. So I had half the knowledge I needed. And then the rest of it was pretty easy, because when you know like half or three quarters of what you need to know already, just that little bit extra isn't so hard to learn. It's when you don't know anything and you go to having to do the whole thing yourself. It's a lot more stressful, you know, wears you out more. So, and then when the lockdowns finished, I could have gone back to doing it the way I was by coming in. Yeah. But I just kind of thought, well, it's made me feel better doing it myself. I'm enjoying it, so just keep going.
Nice. So,
that's awesome.
You know, when I've heard people, you know, like, have you guys heard people sort of moan about COVID every so often? Kind of said to anyone that I've heard moaning about COVID, okay, think of something good that came out of COVID. And for me, that's what was good.
That's what came out for you. That's awesome. I just wanted to say that I went back and, like, cars don't interest me one iota. Like, I could care less about cars. However, I did my research and I went on and I had a listen to one of your shows, and I could hear your passion about this car crazy show that you're running, and I can hear the passion in your voice when you're speaking about these cars. It's like, who is this guy? Like, he's like real vibrant and talks really loud, and like he's really excited about these cars. So that's really cool to see that you've got that passion and that you can sort of follow it through in this sort of outlet.
Yeah.
100%, yeah.
And the like other thing that I find is, like, even with my bad eyesight, working from home, I can actually still have all the buttons on my screen and my laptop nice and big. So, you know, it's quite good. And using a headset instead of, you know, like, actual microphones like we are here,
Yeah, that's awesome.
I can, you know, be looking around my screen, whatever, instead of talking like this and then talking a little bit away.
Yeah.
That's what I found. I used to use a manual kind of microphone, you know, that wasn't on my head, and it didn't work as good.
I quite like these big microphones because they just kind of make you feel like a bit of a superstar. And if you just talk really close to the mic, then that's like you just pretend like you're just like in a movie and you're like, or doing a live show and you're just like, ooh, yeah. But yeah, what I wanted to also say was that, yeah, you've got a lot of passion, you've got a lot of drive for your car show, and that's really cool to see that something negative turned into a positive for you, and I'm really proud of you for that.
Yeah.
And I also now want to find out about Taryn, because Taryn's really quiet, I've noticed. When she talks in a loud voice, but we hardly ever hear from her because I feel like she just is so quiet. So now I feel like Taryn needs to share the limelight and share a bit of her last 3 years of anything positive or anything wonderful, or even anything maybe that's not so good or wonderful that you want to share to all the listeners out there.
She's usually a chatterbox.
Yeah. Oh, you're usually a chatterbox. Okay, well, this new host hasn't heard it yet, so this new host needs to hear it. Come on now.
Well, I think I've mentioned this on the show before, and we've actually, when we were playing music, if you'd heard our show before, you might have heard some of those songs. But I think the one thing that I've really gotten into again is songwriting and making music. Even if it is, utilising AI, it's still me expressing myself through songwriting, which is
nice.
Yeah, which is, you know, something that I've really enjoyed doing. And now being able to, write again and, but not just, I mean, like, just anything in life, like in Waitara a couple of weeks ago, all the internet was down, and so I wrote a song about that.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And so you turned a negative into a positive outlet for yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's really cool. So obviously your passion is music.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah. And how long have you been sharing your music to people?
I mostly go around rest homes and entertainment rest homes
and she's on the church music group.
Are you like in a choir or just like the band or
Just the worship band. Yeah.
Just the worship band. Awesome. And I bet all those older people, I won't call them old people, because some are probably younger, but they are older than us. I bet they absolutely love hearing your music. Do you sing or do you just...
I sing.
You sing. I bet they love it.
You can hear her voice really clearly, which is really good.
That's really awesome, Taryn. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
And so obviously you love doing your music. Is there anything else that you love doing?
What else do I love doing?
Hanging out with mates.
Yeah. Although I am a bit more of an introvert, but that's okay. I still enjoy, catching up with mates and having a good laugh and just, seeing what everybody's up to. And
You're always funny. I've always found you funny, You've always got that.
But you laugh with her, right? Not at her.
No, she's just always got that happy, humorous... what would you call it? like thing about her.
Yeah. Just sort of got that joyful personality that you're just always happy about things.
Yeah, you know, like.
Are you?
I try.
You try.
Yeah.
But you probably have down days, just like everyone does.
Yeah.
Some days you can just wake up and I swear it's the wrong side of the bed or something, and you just feel cranky all day, and then you wake up the next day and everything's all right again with the world.
Yeah.
So, Taryn, I was going to ask you, do you have a particular syndrome or a particular genetic thing or anything like that that has caused your sight impairment?
Well, I was born with septo-optic dysplasia and nystagmus, so...
Is there a shortcut to that word? It's quite a mouthful, isn't it?
I pretty much just like to say that I don't really have much control over my eyes. Like, I could be looking at somebody and I know sometimes I'll be like, there was once I was like staring at Mum and I was in my mind's eye, I was looking at her, but she's like, why are you staring at the roof?
Wow, so do your eyes just do whatever your eyes want to do and go in whichever direction they want to go in?
Yeah, and like because they move around a lot as well, and that, I think that's the nystagmus side of things.
Okay.
And I have been asked before, don't you get dizzy with your eyes going around everywhere? Like honestly, it doesn't really, I don't notice it.
You don't notice it. Yeah. So what you can see isn't necessarily like what other people think you're seeing or looking at. Because your eyes are basically doing something different to what your brain is doing.
100%, yeah.
So that's really interesting.
Yeah, so if your eyes are moving around all the time, like if you're trying to watch TV or anything, does it stay still or does it kind of like wobble around as though it's on water or...
I think my eyes do kind of wobble around sometimes, but I don't really notice it. But there have been times actually when people have said that I do seem to, like my eyes have focused on something. Like, there have been a couple of times when people said that I have actually looked at them and I didn't know that I was, but yeah.
Interesting. But and that's the other thing too, is that maybe they say you're looking at them, but maybe you're not because your eyes are just pointed in that direction, but maybe your brain is registering and looking at something else.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, it's like when I was little, my mum and dad found out I had bad eyesight because apparently my eyes were rolling in my head. And, when kids are little, your family or parents do those, like, baby sounds and get you to look at, try and get the baby to look at them. And apparently I wasn't really looking at them all that well. My eyes were rolling. So they took me to the eye specialist, and that's how they found out that I had bad eyesight. But I'm not sure when or how they found out about my condition that's similar to cerebral palsy, because I know I couldn't walk until I was about 3 or 4. So
Brendan, does your condition have a name? Do you have a name for your condition?
I'm not sure what my what my sight condition is, but okay. I can only see a little bit out of my right eye and nothing at all out of my left. And the condition that I've got that affects my arm and my leg is pretty similar to cerebral palsy.
Okay, does it have like a name though? You're saying it's similar, but does it have like a different name?
Right-hand hemiplegia, I think it's called.
Oh, okay. But
it's pretty much along the lines of cerebral palsy, which is like where your arm and leg don't have the same strength and movement. Like I can't pick up a cup and have a drink out of a cup with my bad hand.
Yeah.
Which is kind of annoying, but I will say I've always had it. So
you just
in my mind
learn to live with it, right?
I guess it's like you with your physical issue. We've always had it.
Everything you do for you feels normal.
Yeah.
But then onlookers looking on say, isn't that hard for you? Or I often get, isn't that hard for you? Or do you need help? Or that looks really awkward. Or, I get all of those things. And it's like, well, no, I was born this way. So I just learned to adapt to my situation and just adapt to everything. In fact, I want to tell you something, guys, something funny. That I actually can often open jars that able-bodied people with big hands and five fingers can't open.
Okay.
I have the added advantage that I can put it either between my knees or between my feet, and that gives me like a real stronghold. And then I use both hands to open the object.
Yeah.
So it's quite funny when people are like, "Oh, I can't open this lid," and I'm like, "Here, I'll do it." And I get it and I open it, and they're like, "Ha! Huh? Like how?" I'm like, easy. they can't seem to comprehend that something like that would be easy for me because it looks so awkward and hard.
Just because of how your hands and arms are, people would assume that you wouldn't be able to do a lot with them, is that right?
Oh yeah, people always assume that I can't basically do anything. Not anything, but it's cool because the people that do know me, they know better than A, to ask for help. They know better than to question my mode or my method. And they know better than to dive in and just do things for me. So they don't ask for help, they don't dive in and do anything for me, and they know better than to question the way I'm doing something. Because what works for me might not work for somebody else, and what works for somebody else won't work necessarily for me. So everybody has to do things in their own way.
Absolutely.
And like with me around, I don't mind people asking if I need help. I'm okay with that. I just, if I do, I'll say yes. And if not, then I'll just say no, it's fine. But like, do you find occasionally, Erica, that someone will just like grab something off you, like almost snatch it off you or try and do it? Or I find like with my bad eyesight, I've been waiting at an intersection or something and someone will come along and just start pulling me across the road. Oh, it's all good now, you can go. And they'll just come along and pull me across. Or have you been like trying to do something and someone should just come along and maybe not intentionally, but sort of like almost snatch it off you and, oh, here you go, you know?
Yeah, I think the one that I've come across the most, which annoys me, is if I'm with someone at the shops and I am paying for something at the counter and I'm given cash and they'll give the cash to my back to my friend.
Yeah.
And it's like, actually, I'm over here. I gave you the cash. That cash is mine, not that person's. That person thinks it's great probably because, oh, I've got some money, I'm rich. But actually, no, that money was mine. And so that's the thing I find is annoying, is when people just assume that the people with me are maybe my caregivers or just there to help me, not actually my friends out to have a good time with me. And so that's the one thing I find frustrating. Or if people are needing to ask me a question and I've got someone with me and they'll ask the other person. And so I'm really thankful and really... really, really lucky that I've got friends that don't answer the question. They just turn around and say, actually, the person who you need to ask a question to is right there. So then that's actually awkward for the other person because then they have to repeat what they've said and it makes them look silly. I just sit there and play innocent. And I'm like, well, actually, you know, you did that, so you need to ask the question again. I'm not going to give you the answer until you've looked at me and actually asked me the question that you were supposed to ask me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Like because that. If I let them get away with it and just answer the question all the time, they're always just going to go and ask my friend or ask the person that's with me. Do Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, 100%. Yeah.
You've got to, yes, you can make some allowances for people who really don't know any better, but for the ones that you think should know better, then you just got to give them a helping hand to know better.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, one of the things that annoys me the most, people may or may not, you know, be doing it on purpose, but I find if I'm somewhere like in a big shopping center or like the warehouse or something, and I'm not sure where something is, I'll ask, where is it? And I'll be, oh, it's in the back corner. And it's kind of, well, in a big, huge place like the warehouse where there's stuff floor to ceiling, you know, goodness knows how many 100 meters long along the back wall or something.
You're never going to be able to see that.
Yeah.
Oh, so, it's an aisle 8. It's like, okay.
So I just have to say to them, okay, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but when you've got bad eyesight, sometimes you need to be a little more precise, you know, and even sometimes aisle such and such.
Yeah, you need to be able to say what aisle, whereabouts in the aisle.
Mm.
And especially if you're using your cane, then they should be able to see that you perhaps can't actually see 100%.
I will say this, it makes me wonder sometimes if some businesses could probably do with some disability training, you know, like how to help certain types of people.
Yeah, I reckon that's actually not a bad idea, Brendan. I know, I do know of some places who do go down to the Disability Information Centre and do get some training and do like virtual, like, oh, this is how this person might feel. If they're blind or if they're deaf or if they're in a wheelchair. So that's quite cool. But there are a lot more companies out there who I feel could do with disability training, especially when it comes to people who are physically disabled but who are not intellectually disabled, and sort of you sit there and you're like, well, actually, I'm not intellectually disabled, so, you know, you guys need to treat me like a normal, decent, proper human being.
I see that so much, eh? Like, we have a physical disability, and yet heaps of people, maybe not intentionally, but there's a lot of people out there that seem to assume that everybody,
that everyone's intellectually disabled when
some of them they are physically just physical. Disabled. And yes, there are people out there that have, you know, physical and intellectual or, you know.
There absolutely are. And I really hate to say it, but we've managed to have a really awesome conversation around our achievements and our disabilities. And I hope everyone out there has felt really well informed. But it's actually time for us to say ta-ta and goodbye. For tonight. So we shall say goodbye and see you later.
And thanks to our sponsor, Life Skills Taranaki.
Yeah, thanks, Life Skills.
And catch you on again next time. Later, homies.
Peace out.
See you later.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.